This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
The unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne here, and thank you for tuning in. Millennials nowadays catch a bad rap for not knowing how to do certain grown-up things like finances or even how to fold a fitted shirt. There's a school now that can help teach millennials these things and more. It's called the Adulting School. Joining me today is the co-founder of the Adulting School, Rachel Weinstein. Thanks for joining me, Rachel.
Happy to be here.
Could you tell me a little bit of why you started the Adulting School?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a therapist, and I saw a lot of my clients struggling with missing skills and feeling skills that were central to being successful adults, or skills that they may not have learned or were not taught, and also feeling like they were the only ones. And I saw kind of the shame and insecurity that went along with that. And, you know, when you see a whole bunch of people feeling like they're the only ones who are struggling with relationship issues or financial issues, I mean, that's one that is more, you know, people know is more common. But I just thought, let's get these people together. Let's all talk about what's challenging, because that, I think, is one of the most empowering things. And so I had the idea to plan a full day event that would include learning basic stuff that you say, like, why didn't they teach us that in school?
Is it something that, you know, like how to balance a checkbook or things like that?
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of, it seems like an obsolete skill, but certainly like basic budgeting, like how do you make sure you're living within your means? Do you understand compound interest, and why should a 20-something-year-old be thinking about saving for retirement when it seems so far away? I mean, those are some of the financial basics. But there's just so many things. Like, let's say you're in the middle of an area where you don't get good cell service and you can't call AAA and you get a flat tire. Do you know where your spare is or your jack in your trunk of your car? So there's a lot of things that I think are kind of fun, can be fun and empowering to learn, and that we don't often learn in school. And perhaps may not have been taught in our families either.
You know, it's so funny about the tire thing. I remember growing up, and that was one of the first things my father taught my sister and I, is how to change our tire, because he was like, you never know where you're going to be. And this was before cell phones and you had to use a payphone. And he's like, you know, you'd have to trek to a payphone to get help. So that is so funny that you said that, because it's so true. A lot of people don't know how to change their tire. And I'm like, wow, really?
I think it's fun. I mean, it's using a whole different part of your brain, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
That we usually use.
What else do you teach? Like, is there certain curriculums people can sign up for, or is this just like a catch-all type of thing?
There's going to be, you know, we haven't launched our new website. We're in the process of preparing it now, but, you know, there's going to be a whole aspect of community, humor, connection, as well as learning some of the basic skills that fall under those six verticals.
Could you give an example of what's in the career curriculum?
Yeah, I mean, really, like, quality interview skills. How do you set yourself apart in both an interview and when you're writing a resume or a cover letter, for instance? How do you, I mean, one of the things as a therapist I see a lot is I don't know if you've seen this with yourself or friends, or people have some sense that the right way to be is to kind of know what you want your career path to be, and then kind of have a passion, and your career should be somehow reflective of what your passion is, and it should be kind of a straight shot. And I notice a lot of times people feeling, you know, they're in a job that maybe it's okay, it pays the bills, but they don't feel like it's their passion. I think that's something that millennials in particular perhaps have been taught, that, like, you can be and do whatever you want and, like, you know, really figure out, like, live your passion. And so that doesn't always pay the bills easily. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with, if you can find a career that satisfies that, then wonderful. But there's nothing wrong with also having a job and that just pays the bills and is satisfactory. And it doesn't mean that you're somehow, you know, on the wrong path. But if you are in that position and you want to do something that you like more, how do you do that? How do you change career directions, or how do you get from just a job to a career direction? And, like, I think that's a really big, more of an inquiry. Like, how do you do informational interviews? How do you get yourself set up to shift gears? So that'll be some of the things that we'll be teaching.
Oh, what about like being afraid? Because that is actually a huge step, you know, changing careers, especially when you went to college for one thing. And then it's like, okay, now I realize I didn't like this and I should go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of why some of the preparation and understanding, because I think that can be so paralyzing that then people feel stuck in what they're doing and really don't know how to make that jump. And that's why I think that, you know, things like informational interviews and reading and exploring and looking, like, how do you set up a system so that you can evaluate, like, what are the jobs that are growing in this economy and what do they pay and what kind of lifestyle do they have, so that you can, so it doesn't feel like such a blind jump, but so that you can kind of figure out a better sense of what direction you want to move into and then figure out what the small steps are. And those, creating a system like that makes it much less overwhelming. But under the wellness piece, you know, I do a lot of teaching meditation skills and mindfulness and dealing with anxiety and how do you deal with having these crazy human minds that we have that tend not to be very cooperative. As a therapist, I work with that kind of stuff with my clients. So I definitely plan on having some lessons and some good conversations about, you know, what skills do people use to make those kinds of things easier to manage when you're feeling overwhelmed in your life? How do you keep yourself on track, take care of yourself so that you're not feeling as paralyzed or overwhelmed?
When I was growing up, I actually had a lot of friends who were, you know, their parents took them to see therapists or psychiatrists, and, you know, they end up taking just like, they gave them pills. And, you know, did that actually hinder us as a generation, instead of people teaching us how to deal with the anxiety and deal with being, you know, having emotions in general? Did that hinder us as we grew older?
I think that in some ways, I think a lot of it has to do with this incredible freedom many of us have. And, you know, definitely that has somewhat to do with your, you know, class status and race and that kind of stuff. But if you have a lot of freedom and, you know, you can get married or not get married, go to grad school or not, have kids or not, it's a beautiful thing in some ways to really be able to figure out who you are and what's right for you, but it also creates a lot of choices to make. And then there's social media where you're kind of comparing your own choices to everybody else's choices. And usually when comparison enters the picture, it pretty much always makes us feel not so great about ourselves and makes us question what we've done. So, I mean, there are definitely benefits to the freedom and the amount of choices and the and social media for sure. But I think that that's part of what causes a lot of anxiety and can cause depression is just the sense of like, well, if I'm not just supposed to be going on this circumscribed path, like, what am I supposed to do? What do I want to do? What is my heart's desire? And that's a lot of pressure.
Do you think a school like this will be needed for the next generation, the Generation Z?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think the resources we have at our fingertips are amazing, but I think it's just overwhelming. And like I said, that whole like you can kind of be and do whatever you want and create a lifestyle or a family that there's no one category anymore to fall into, which is awesome. But there's something called the paradox of choice, and it tends to be that the more choices we have, the less satisfied we can be with the choice we make, because we know that, like, maybe just around the corner, if I'd held out a little longer, that next thing would have been the perfect thing. And it's this, like, psychological dynamic. But I don't think that's going to change between now and the next generation.
Well, thanks for joining me, Rachel. Where can people find you at?
They can find us at theadultingschool.com. And we're launching the new website soon. So the website there tells a little bit about us, and more is coming soon.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.